Hey guys, welcome to today's Cyclone Fanatic Instant Reaction Podcast brought to you by Exile Brewing Company. Had a few Exile brews last night, specifically the Barrett Dean's Best Strawberry Bohemian. My buddy had a Sir Mokolot, had a Mosaic Crown, and that in turn led to me falling asleep during the football game. So I just finished rewatching the game. And I'm here to give you guys my instant reaction, even though this is not very instant, considering it's been a couple hours since the game got over. So I apologize for that. But like I said, Exile Brewing Company, check them out. Check out their brewery in downtown Des Moines. It's phenomenal. It's always a great time, and their beers are very good. So getting to the Cyclones, Iowa State 23-13 win over Baylor today down in Waco. A little bit of a grinded out game. Had to just, you know, once you got ahead, you just kind of had to hold the lead and escape. Well, not really escape, but just get the clocks to hit zero. Obviously, the big story, David Montgomery left the game with about 5 minutes left due to an injury. It looked pretty bad initially. After 144 yards on 27 carries for David, became the 14th Iowa State running back to go over 1,000 or more yards in the season. But Matt Campbell said after the game that it looks like it isn't anything serious, no breaks or sprains or anything like that, and hopefully he'll be able to get back and get ready to go again here in the not-so-distant future. We don't know yet whether or not he'll be ready to play next week when the Cyclones take on Kansas State, but kind of like what Matt Campbell said, if David Montgomery has an opportunity to be able to get on the football field, then I'm pretty confident that he's going to do everything that it takes to be able to do it, because that's just the kind of guy that he is. Looking at some more of the stats, Iowa State outgained Baylor 394-331. Zeb Nolan went 14 of 28 for 180 yards and 2 touchdowns. How about the play that Hakeem Butler made near the end of the first half? 67-yard touchdown pass to put Iowa State up 17-10 at the time. And just a phenomenal play by a guy that I think has, you know, maybe kind of fallen back under the radar a little bit, at least in the, outside conversation since a really big start to the year. Obviously, one of the team's leading receivers early on. He's still one of the better guys of that core, but that was a phenomenal play. And especially for it being only his only catch of the season. Kudos to Alan Lazard for becoming the program's all-time leading receiver. 2 catches for 52 yards and a touchdown. Another nice play to score that, to tie that single season record for receiving touchdowns at 9 and break that record on that play. So once, like I said, kudos to Alan, and just another outstanding step and an outstanding career for an Iowa State senior, and it's been a lot of fun to be able to watch him. Today was no different. Iowa State outgained Baylor on the ground 214-133. Iowa State's highest rushing output of the season at 214. Sheldon Crony did a nice job coming in for David Montgomery. I will say 4 carries for 45 yards. If David is going to be injured next week, then Iowa State's really going to need Sheldon to be able to come in and maybe give you a little bit of something just in order to spell him at times. And then Joel Laney, 7 rushes for 27 yards as well. Taking a look at some of the defensive stuff. Brian Peavy with 10 tackles. Obviously, the nice play to force the fumble inside the 5-yard line. Reggie Wilkerson with the interception. They were the Iowa State's top 2 tacklers, 10 tackles, 8 tackles. Marshall Spears had 8 tackles. Kamari Cotton-Moya had 5 tackles, 4 tackles for Joel Lanning, including a sack. Just a nice game by Iowa State's defense, and able to, you know, kind of keep Baylor from getting too much going and really, you know, taking advantage of opportunities in the second half to, you know, just kind of grind the game out and get it over with. Only 71 yards for the Bears in the fourth quarter. So a really nice game by the Cyclones. Get out of there with your 7th win of the season. Guarantee your first winning season since 2009. Get the 5 wins in conference play, tying the school record for only the 3rd time, 2000 and 1977 being the other one. So now you look ahead to next week when you're going to take on Kansas State with an opportunity to get your eighth win of the season. You can still tie the single season record for wins in program history at 9. So still a lot left out there for this team, even though, you know, not going to be able to play for a Big 12 championship or anything like that anymore. But hope, you know, looking ahead next week, need to get David healthy and just try and get ready to go and take on the Vampire. Obviously, they had a nice game today against Oklahoma State. So we will talk to you guys again soon. And thanks for tuning in to the Cyclone Fanatic Instant Reaction Podcast presented by Exile. And everybody have a great rest of your weekend.